to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
But if you think I'm just going to hand it over to you...
Yes, I do. It is mine. Hand it.
If you think I'm going to hand this over to you, well, you're dumber than you look, aren't you?
That's real funny. Real funny. Coming from you.
Listen, I didn't come here because you wanted me to or made me. I came here because you screwed these people over. You screwed these people over when you made your world heavyweight champion a farce. And I needed to come back here.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 4th. Happy New Year! Just two holidays today, Trivia Day and Humiliation Day. Let's see if we can work those together. A little trivial humiliation. Real quick, today, this day in 1999, Jesse Ventura was sworn in as Minnesota's governor. That's crazy. Birthdays today. Former WWF and WCW wrestler Jim Powers is 56. I know Jim Powers was one of Danger Boy's favorite wrestlers.
Oh, yeah. I love Jim Powers.
Was it Power and Glory? No.
I don't even remember.
I don't know. Well, maybe
he
someone,
was terrible.
Maybe somebody who will text us will know that.
With Hercules?
Yeah, yeah.
Power and Glory?
That's right. Okay, yeah. The lucha wrestler and the man who is under the mask of La Parca is 48 today. That's right. That guy... You guys,
Chairman?
Yes, La Parca was quite the character.
It was awesome.
WCW, and Now I'm not saying that his voice was that we heard was this guy, but it was definitely La Parca. He's 48 today, and former WCW and WWE superstar and Chris Canyon would have been 43 today. So, God bless his soul, wherever it may be. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Light Empire Culver. Join us for WWE's Royal Rumble January 26th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. We'll be hosting it, and we'll have prizes and drink specials all night long. And, we're there for, this is my favorite pay-per-view, the one I get into the most, so I'm definitely looking forward to it. Starting to round out with some announcements this past week of the other matches beyond the 30-man battle royale that goes on during it, the Royal Rumble. It's not really a battle royale because guys come in, 2-minute increments, something like that.
It's like a gauntlet battle royale.
Yeah, it's like a gauntlet battle royale. That will be there January 26th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastern Road. Come hang with us. Come watch the pay-per-view. And if you're into UFC, we're going to be down there February 1st for UFC 169, where we get to see Bantam champion Henan Baroa take on interim Bantam champion Dominic Cruz. It's been a fight that's been coming a long time in UFC, and we're going to be down there February 1st at 10 p.m. And now for every UFC pay-per-view at Salvatore's, ladies get in free. So it's like a ladies' night as well as a UFC pay-per-view. One other plug, Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite is in the Strong Museum of Play. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's 2 online at
BillGray's.com.
All right, welcome to the show today. Let me introduce the cast and crew real quick. I'm the cash man, Richie Rich. I'm your host with the most. I'm here with Danny, DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing just peachy. It's downright balmy outside today.
17. Yeah,
heat wave.
All right, the boy who grew up in the show, he's manning the tweeter. He's right across from me. It's a Danger Boy.
I'm also wearing shorts with no shirt because it's so warm.
And you have a pink hat on.
I do have a pink hat on.
Yeah, and you're playing kickball out in the snow a little bit.
Yes.
That's crazy. And to your left, my radio right, it's Mark Fantasia joining us again. Thank you for joining us, Mark. And Mark had to dress up for us today because he thought that our guest was going to be in the studio. No, that was your joke.
You sound better when you're dressed up.
Yes, you do. And he's we'll take a picture and put it up on the Twitter.
He's going to hear it in my voice.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you know, you came in, he's got a tie on, okay? Now, if some guy comes in a tie on a Saturday, I'm scared I'm going to get fired, okay? But it was just you this time, so. All right, and we got John Crespi. He's manning the phones. Give him a call, 222-1280, Star 1280. We've got a huge guest in the next segment. You know, a WWE Hall of Famer, a man who's going to be coming to town next weekend, and we're going to be giving some tickets away to his comedy show. It's comedy. It is funny. I mean, it's not truly a traditional comedy show. It's more of a storytelling comedy show, and the show is called, it's called Tales from Wrestling Past. That's what he calls the show, and it's Mick Foley. He'll be with us in the next segment. He'll be in Rochester January 10th and 11th. At the Comedy Club. You can buy tickets at thecomedyclub.us. You can buy them right off the website. He's here Friday for two shows, 7:30 and 10, and Saturday for two shows, 7:30 and 10. We're going to be there. We're trying to figure out which show right now. I think it's Saturday at 10 looks like the one we're going to go to. I shouldn't say that on the air. I don't want to sell out.
Way to go, Rich.
He'll be on with us in the next segment. And if you have a question for him, we will take your calls. It's got to be a good question, though. And we are giving away a couple pairs of tickets to the Friday show, one to the 7:30 and one to the 10. So stick by your phones and wait for me to tell you to call. But we got to talk a little bit about the World Wrestling before we bring Mick on. This past week... one thing, I guess there's two things that really significantly stood out for me in the world of wrestling. One was Daniel Bryan joined the Wyatt family.
Yay!
And you know, we were talking, I think, you know, man, if we had a mic on us last night, because by the way, Danny and Mark Fantasia did play out at Salvatore's last night in bone-chilling cold, but they did a great show. They come out, you got to check them out tonight. Where are you guys tonight?
Tonight we're at Daisy Dukes.
And this is the mid-card, full band, mid-card.
Yes, it is. Daisy Dukes on Empire.
Yes.
In Webster.
There's a bull right next to the stage.
Come on out. Hear the band.
It's not the band. There's an actual bull.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. So come out. Hear the band. Ride the bull. And the comedy club is in the same building. Get your tickets to see Mick Foley.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yes. Same place.
Yeah, you can come out and buy your tickets there. Hang out with us. We're going to check
it out.
We're all coming out tonight. Even maybe the artiste who's not here. You know, he has no voice, and I can understand. He had no voice last week either. He's got laryngitis or something like that.
So you won't hear him scream when he falls off the bull.
Falls off the bull. You know, or with the two women. I just want to see the two women face-to-face on the bull like you said last time happened.
It was awesome.
if even a small portion of that magic is recreated tonight, we'll have a good time.
All right. Yes. So where were we going? Okay, so.
Wrestling.
Yeah, we're talking about wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling.
But I wanted to give you guys a good plug last night for tonight because you guys put on a great show, and it was a lot of fun to listen to you guys play.
Thank you.
And we'll be out there tonight. So it's 9 to 1?
Yeah.
9 to 1 at Daisy Dukes, which is right next door to the Comedy Club, right across from the Lowe's. You know, with the recliners that make you fall asleep when you see movies.
Yes.
They don't really make you fall asleep, but if you get comfortable.
You could go see Anchorman, too.
Uh-oh. So, nevertheless, we're going to talk wrestling. I want to talk a little bit about Daniel Bryan joining the Wyatt family. What does that mean? I mean, it's funny. The things that he admitted to as he was, you know, beaten down by the Wyatts at the end of the show. You know, like, they won't let me go any farther. The powers that be are stopping me. And, you know, it's really a double meaning to what he was saying because I think there's some reality in there. It's all written story-wise because, you know, how we've been complaining on the air for weeks about how this guy's the biggest star in the company and he's getting pushed down into a lower-level feud instead of being in the main event feud. It's interesting. Our guest Mick Foley in the next segment did write a column on it yesterday. Maybe we can ask him his thoughts about it. You know, but... what do you guys think? I mean, it's kind of cartoonish-y, sort of, you know, very Jim Jones-ish, cartoonish-y angle. I mean, it's great to see guys we know that was out there till the very end of the show and put on one hell of a match. Luke Harper and Daniel Bryan. I mean, that was, 20 minutes? And then the next one was 5, and then, you know, and then it all kind of fell apart when Bray Wyatt went in. But, you know, what do you guys think? Somebody.
I think that the writing was on the wall that he was going to join eventually, but it's at least the most compelling storyline they have going right now. I think it's better than the whole authority thing just because I'm interested to see where it's going to go next week, personally.
I'm of the same mindset where I said that, you know, the best storylines they can do are where they really mesh together something that's real and something that's not so real. So, like, when Daniel Bryan is bringing up these things like, oh, they're not going to let me go any further. Well, obviously, we know that's somewhat true. So it's interesting where it's playing out, but I'm really split 50-50. I don't know if WWE is doing a brilliant job crafting a storyline that I don't know what's going to happen next, or I don't know if they just have absolutely no idea what they're doing.
Well, which is true considering they said that there may be, like we talked last week, the possibility of what Bray Wyatt and John Cena at WrestleMania. So why is Daniel Bryan in the middle of this feud right now? It makes no sense.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. I mean, it can be one way to elevate the Wyatts and Daniel Bryan. It could also backfire and they can get a huge face pop. That might be what they're going for.
And the thing is, some of the rumors about what's going to happen to Royal Rumble with Bray Wyatt and where the direction everything's going in. You know, I have a feeling that right now, as much as we think that WrestleMania is set in stone, I don't believe it is. Especially when we heard some of the rumors about The Undertaker this past week, about how they want him to work Lesnar. He wants to work with someone who won't hurt him, Daniel Bryan. So, we'll see where that goes. But, I personally think, I like it and everything. It's just a little, it has a little cartoonish element to it. And that kind of turned me off just a little bit, but I loved where they were going with it. I mean, the RT should give us a call because he's the one who was loving everything he saw. And I mean, it was pretty good. It's nice to see that. It's nice to see Daniel Bryan, but I don't think he's actually getting pushed down. I think he's bringing those guys up more. You know, he's more of the established veteran, and he's trying to bring these guys who are the newbies up because he's been there for a few years now. You know, I mean, he's got the people in his hand. You heard him chanting no when he went off with them. No, no. So I guess, we'll find out Monday really what's going on with this whole storyline, but compelling, yes, interesting. What do you guys think? 222-1280, *1280 is the phone number. We got some calls there. Okay, we got not yet, but I have another thing I want to talk about too. AJ Styles showing up on TNA Impact this past week. AJ Styles, they're giving the coronation of Magnus, which was probably one of the best promos I've seen Magnus ever cut in my life. Was that promo at the very end of the show? And AJ comes out and basically says, I've got the belt and you'll never be a real champ until you take this from me, which comes down to they're going to have a match next week. Now, we talked in the past, AJ was negotiating with TNA, and last week at this time, it was looking good. It's not looking so good anymore, and he may be gone, which is silly because
he's not gone. He's under contract.
You think so?
Yes, okay, 100%.
You 100% you think so?
Yes.
All work.
Except for that, what happened? We'll see what happens next week with Champ versus Champ.
I know what happens next week with Champ versus Champ.
Yeah, but I'm talking about what happens after Champ versus Champ.
He's going to disappear for a little while, just like Jeff Hardy, just like Jeff Jarrett.
Well, he's working.
I bet the whole Jeff Jarrett things will work, too.
Of course Jeff Jarrett is. He can't go out of the country. He can't. And they're going.
No, not Jeff Hardy, Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know about that.
He retained ownership.
He retained ownership. That was part of his company. He just left the creative.
He's coming back.
He's like an investor.
He'll be back with AJ.
You think so?
Yes. 100%.
Interesting.
If that happens.
You are quite the conspiracy theorist.
There's no conspiracy. They're trying to work the internet is what they're trying to do. Let AJ work ROH shows. Okay. He's not. He's still working for TNA.
That's the thing is he's working ROH shows. Is he going to be on ROH TV? Then I'm going to start doubting.
Don't care.
You don't care?
Could be a working agreement. ROH TV show is not the greatest.
No, I love it, though. Have you been watching the last couple of weeks with the year in review? It's been great shows. Got to see that whole Kevin Steen, El Generico match, ladder match that they had. Unbelievable.
The hybrid match between Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. I watched that. That was awesome.
There was some great stuff on Ring of Honor. You got to watch it. It's on noon on Cable Channel 7, WUHF, for those with digital cable.
I'll be freezing at that time.
You will be freezing. But we got to go to break. We got to get a guest on the flip side. If you have a question for Mick Foley, you can either call us at 222-1280 or *1280, or you can text us a question. Maybe if it's a good enough question, we'll read it off the text. Text us at the same number, 222-1280, *1280. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280, WHTK.
Anybody in this business, and I intend to be your World Heavyweight Champion for a very,
very, very, very, very long time to come.
You were always right. The machine would never let me win. No matter how loud you people chanted. You chanted yes in every building I've ever been to. And they don't care. I'm yours.
Everybody's worried about New Year's resolutions. I want to behave better. I want to lose more weight. Like, take me, for example. I want to give a bear hug to a real bear. Marty doesn't count. I actually want to star in a 1-800-FELLA commercial. I want to land a lead role in a musical production of No Holds Barred. I want to do a hip-hop album with the great Khali. I finally want to get that reboot of the animated series Manimal off the ground with Michael Cole as the voiceover of the morphing Gothic, Dr. Jonathan Chase.
That would be me.
Of course, this last one, if I have time, I finally want to get an early start on drafting my XFL fantasy team. Oh, yeah, wait, no, I also want to gain 40 pounds.
Hello, this is Mick Foley. Author of several children's books, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic, a wrestling talk show, 1280 WHTK. Yeah!
All right, welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the cast man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Mark Fantasia. John Crusby is manning the phones very, very well. Thank you, John. And everybody in Rochester, welcome back to the show. Real quick plugs. Let you know, you join us for WWE's Royal Rumble pay-per-view January 26th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. It'll be hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's WWE's Royal Rumble, January 26th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. My favorite pay-per-view of the year. I love it, and I cannot wait till we get to see that this year. And it's just a couple weeks away, so, you know, set it up, circle it on your calendar, and as we get closer, you'll remember. But got a special guest on the line with us. Joining us on the Salvatore's Pizza Hotline is WWE Hall of Famer, multi-time WWE champion, over 10 published books with 3 number one New York Times bestsellers, and he's coming to Rochester next Friday and Saturday at the Comedy Club in the town of Webster for 2 shows, Friday, 7:30 and 10, and 2 shows Saturday, 7:30 and 10. You can find tickets at the webpage, thecomedyclub.us. Let's welcome Mick Foley back to the show. Thank you so much for the time, Mick, and Happy New Year's and happy belated Christmas.
Yeah, hey, guys, I appreciate that. And was it Cena who started off that show with his list of things he wanted to do?
Yeah, it was Cena's New Year's resolutions.
That was pretty good.
The XFL, good. Huh?
yeah. Well delivered.
Yes, very well. Well, Mick, we are so excited to see Tales from Wrestling Past come to our little town here, Rochester, New York. And next weekend, we're so excited. How has the tour been going so far? Now, you've been off for, like, since the holidays, right?
Yeah. I finished up, about the first week of December. So I had a month, and I've actually got to find a new name for this new tour, because it won't be a different theme this year. People who saw the show in Syracuse or Buffalo, they would know that I try to make every show a little bit different, and try to make it specific to the cities I'm in. But there was a definite theme last year's show, which was WrestleMania and the Hall of Fame and events that took place surrounding that. Sorry, you guys were my wake-up call. Don't know if you know that. This literally kept the phone by my head, so it would wake me up.
All right.
And it did. Very effective. and so this year, I'll have to find a new name for the tour. I'm throw some ideas out there, but it will be a different show. and people in Webster, you know, they're not in for like the finely honed stories that made up the last the Tales from Wrestling Past. Like, I'm going to be kind of finding my way.
Sure.
Which can be, you know, you can look at it two ways. Like, wow, it's great because, you know, I'll be forming the show and seeing what works and what doesn't. Or you can look at it like, wait a second, you know, you know, you're not quite seeing the, I guess the difference between watching a baseball game in April and watching one in July. But I like the process of finding out what works and what doesn't, and especially when I have a chance of doing it over the course of four shows in 2 days. It should be a lot of fun.
I remember we had you on right before you did the Niagara Falls Comic Con, and you were doing a show in Syracuse right after that, and you wrote a whole segment on the monsoon you were driving through. So I'm sure you get inspired by, like, you know, I mean, we just had Snowpocalypse 2013 or 2014 this past week. I'm sure that you can probably find some gems in what's going on in the weather, you know?
Yeah, that was the first time I told that story involving the the porn star sexting me, right? And and that like that's a, there's an idea of a story I remember written down. I just kind of just told off the top of my head, so I might work on something like that. I don't know if I will. Yeah, I may end up telling that one of the four shows, just because it is pretty specific to driving through that part of the country. You know, your part of the country. Where things can get kind of miserable, especially in the winter.
Oh yeah.
So I've got a couple of you know you know, personal experiences didn't work out too well involving cars and driving and snow and sleeping in the car. You know, I got some things to work with. But again, it'll be like kind of a work in progress when I hit Webster.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we're looking forward to it. I mean, you know, you're starting back this week with a couple of shows leading up to it. So, I hope at least your story about the club in Germany that you go into makes it into one of the shows.
Well, you know what? I mean, technically that's last year's. show.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to hear about the club in Germany, I suggest they raise their hand during the Q&A and request it.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That's one of the cool things, you know, is that even if I have a new show, it's not like I can't go back and, you know, if somebody raises their hand and says, hey, tell me about the guy, you know.
Sure.
What's the strangest thing I've ever happened to you? Was it losing your ear in Germany? Then I'll have to go, hey, you know, that's not even the strangest thing happened to me in Germany. And then I'll be forced to tell that story.
Sure.
So, you know, if you want that story, ask for it. Because technically it's last year's show, but I can always break it out. Golden oldie.
We were on the ground laughing. It was so hard. We got a 222-1280, star 1280. If you have a question for Mick, we have a call from Michael who has a question for you. Mike, you're on with Mick.
Yes. Hey, Mick, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I actually met you about a couple years ago. Like, you were in upstate New York for an autograph signing, and
okay.
You were really cool. So I'm good. I just want to ask you something about Big Van Vader. Was he like the toughest opponent you've ever had to deal with in the ring?
Jeez, he was the hardest hitting opponent. There's different ways to describe toughness. But he was the hardest. He was the hardest hitting opponent. Actually, coming upon the 20th anniversary of the night that I lost my ear in Germany with Vader, there is a horror festival that he's part of on March 14th in Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm thinking of going there just to, like, do some type of special photo op, you know, just to, like, celebrate that moment. But not only was he, you know, probably the hardest hitting guy, one of the toughest dudes. Oh, man. Sorry, I'm really giving you guys my all here.
I'll tell you, I see people laughing every time.
But I think he was highly underrated, you know. I don't think people take into account just how much money he drew around the world. I think they tend to look at his run in WWE, which wasn't all it could have been, and write him off. But he was an amazing guy to wrestle with.
Thanks for the call, Mike. 222-1280 Star 12 is the number. Mick, congrats on the I Am Santa Claus movie that will be coming out next year. I think we had you on when you were doing the Kickstarter when it was still going on last. Do you know when that's going to be coming out? And I love the poster, by the way.
Oh, man. Yeah, this it's one of three posters. But I have to think that I believe that's the one they should go with for like the DVD. It's a pretty cool piece of artwork, and I'm going to look at the weather. I'm thinking about going over to Philadelphia today, you know, do some work with the director on some editing and talk over the project. But we think we have a really good movie on our hands, you know. I'm pretty passionate. Those of you probably who follow me on social media, you know, you might be a little too passionate about this Santa stuff, but you know, I really, you know, that being Santa became a big part of who I was since that movie was filmed. And you know, I think people like to see passion, whether it's in the ring, on the screen, or on the stage. You guys can vouch for me, having seen the show, that I, you know, I don't just go through the motions up there. You know, I really, I love being up there, you know, or else I wouldn't be. I got to tell you, this is not a knock on Rochester, New York, but when you have a loop that includes, Cleveland, Ohio, Erie, Pennsylvania, Rochester, New York, and Toronto, Ontario, and then driving on to Buffalo, catch your flight. This is not like the most pastoral of settings to be, driving through in January, you know.
Definitely,
I didn't truly enjoy being up there. Trust me, I'd be steering clear of your neck of the woods.
Well, you know, it's not always like this up there this time of year. It's just one of these flukes that it is. But now I also heard something this week. Was it that you got the Mark Henry Santa Claus suit from the WWE Christmas special, I call it, but it's actually the Monday before Christmas. You got that donated to somebody who lost their Santa Claus, who lost his suit?
Yeah. You know, I was going to write it up. It's kind of a feel-good story. I've met some of these guys through social media, and the one guy was, you know, talking about having been a Santa for 36 years, and along the way, you know, he outgrew his suit, or lost it, you know, or shredded it. And he's a big guy, and he's largely immobile, and he was just telling me that, you know, he doesn't have a suit. He puts on red sweatpants, he has a red t-shirt, and he has a little scooter, and he rides around, and, you know, and still tries to be Santa. And so, when this good say, I'll go on. I got to be honest. I was a little hurt when I didn't make it on the Raw show. That's part of what comes with the territory of working with a larger-than-life billionaire who makes his mind up according to. You know,
sure.
Like if your boss feels like two Santas is enough on that show, and you have a good Santa, a bad Santa, it doesn't matter if you have a Hall of Famer standing by with, you know, like in full Santa regalia. If he thinks there's two Santas on the show and that's enough, then you're not going to be on that show. But nonetheless, I asked our prop guy. And I asked Mark Henry if they would have, how they would feel about me, taking that suit, real plus size suit, and having it sent off to this guy who'd lost his, who had no suit in Ashland, Kentucky. And, you know, 2 days later, I got a photo of the guy, and he was just thrilled. So that suit, you know, hopefully he put a little Febreze on it, but it's really made this guy in Ashland very happy.
That's very cool. Now, Yeah, and we were kind of bummed. I mean, last year you got to play Santa, and this year you didn't. So, and it's kind of a shame. You know, you got hit by a car, I believe. But
well, you know, it was a great. The last year was a great Santa. You know, I thought it was a great episode, and I actually, I made it really clear to everybody. You know, everyone knew I won. Everyone, all the writers, everyone from the top down knew I really wanted to be on that show. So I was, it was, it stung. It still stings, man. Oh. And I thought it was a bad move on their part. And they're not afraid to say it. And it was a bad move. And what I regretted about it most was that it took me away from my family for 4 days. And I just wish that if somebody had come up to me and said, hey, you're going to do the pre-show in Houston, and then you're going to have a day off, and then you're going to be on Main Event, I would have said, you know, send me home. I would have either said, send me home after the pay-per-view, or I would have said, you know, this is a big time of the year for me, and I've been on the road a lot. I'm going to pass this one. But I regret the, I don't care if WWE knows I'm angry about it. I really regret, and I'll go so far as say resent the fact that I had to spend an extra 2 days on the road to not be on that Raw show.
Yeah.
So there's your blockbuster. Fully resent decision.
Oh, someone will hear it and write it down, I'm sure.
Hey, I don't care. I'm angry about it. And I think it was unnecessary, and it stung, and it still stings.
Well, we're sorry that it worked out that way. But
but you know what? The great thing about doing these shows is you can take something that bothers you like that and turn it into comedy gold. So, you know, for those who heard my Santa story on the last tour, they know that it was actually a real highlight. Like, you had grown men cheering for Santa Claus when I got, you know, really pent up in the, pretty much, yeah, go back into promo mode. This is one of the things I love, is that I can kind of recapture the passion of the old promos, even if it happens to be about something as ridiculous as not being able to fly into the sky on a sleigh with Santa Claus at the Hall of Fame ceremony.
That's a great story. That was a great story. I love that. You know, and it's like, you know, it's your disappointment is our enjoyment, which is kind of sad. I feel bad about that, but I'm going to let you go, Mick. I appreciate the time. One more quick, I loved your post about Daniel Bryan that you made on Facebook yesterday. You mentioned that, you know, the guys like Sting and The Undertaker were guys to help move you up in the WWE, and you think someone like Daniel Bryan might be able to move Bray Wyatt up, with, even though Daniel Bryan is the most over guy on TV.
Yeah, and I still, you know, what I said in the article is, like, I still think that Daniel, you know, I think as a company, to know you have a moment where you'll have 75,000 people ecstatic and chanting yes at the end of your biggest show of the year is a moment you really can't pass up on.
Yeah.
Especially when you have a guy with the substance of Daniel Bryan. And so I still think, I have to believe that they're going to get there. But in the meantime, you know, he's got this really interesting opportunity to further add further depth to his character and to really move Bray Wyatt up a notch, and so yeah, every once in a while I'll write something of substance on the.
Oh, that was great. I mean, you know, Luke Harper here is from Rochester here, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think you've met him a couple times here. He did Independence in this town and everything. And he's in town right now. Actually, he's about to leave to go, I think, the next house show he's got to do. But yeah, he's from here. And,
Wait, they do kind of like a Brody gimmick?
Yeah, Brody Lee was his name.
Yeah. Shoot, I didn't know that was the same guy.
Yeah, that he was, you know, he actually, I'm going to tell you something, too. He used to be our co-host for a couple of years on the radio show, too.
No kidding. Yeah. I'll talk to him. He was good in that role. I completely forgot, man. It's tough when they, these guys, they have these working names, and then you learn their working name, and then they change to another working name, And somewhere along the line, they have a real name, and it gets confusing for a guy like
that. Oh, my God. And then you don't know what to get. It's like Paige. You call him, everyone calls him Dallas, right? You know, it's like everyone's got that, you know, they call it, I don't know, they call you Cactus, right? That's what he calls you.
Only a few, only a select few.
Gotcha. But, well, I want to let people know that you can, listeners, you can see Mick Foley in his, well, we'll say right now, it'll change its name, but it was Tales from Wrestling Past show. January 10th and 11th at the Comedy Club in Webster. That's right off Empire Boulevard across from the New Lowe's Movie Theater at 7:30 and 10, both Friday and Saturday. You can get your tickets now at thecomedyclub.us before you can't, inferring that it will sell out. I can guarantee that. Also, you can follow Mick on Twitter.
Wait, I can't guarantee. It's four shows.
Yes, it is.
So, it's cool. I know you guys are trying to get rid of me here.
I'm not trying to get rid of you. I can do 2 hours with you, Mick.
The shows, what's really nice is the shows have been selling out, you know, especially when I do the one-nighters on I just found out that Toronto is about to sell out and Erie is about to sell out, so we might have to add a second show in both those places. But with four events, you're pretty safe. You might as well get the tickets now. And, again, I will be, I'll be fully awake when I'm on stage.
We're sure you will, Mick. Hey, Mick, by the way, I think you're going to be in with Brother Weez this week. He does a morning show here in town. And Mark, the guy who runs the comedy club, I think he's going to see. I heard that you're going to be there at least Friday, I think, to promote the show. If you get on Weez's show, he's got like the number one 2554s in town. So
nice.
And actually, Weez asked me to come down and hang out, too, because Weez doesn't know anything about wrestling. But, you know, Mick, you don't really need to talk about wrestling, you know? I mean,
And you've seen the show. Even though it's kind of a wrestling-centric show, they're really, you know, stories about interesting people, you know. Funny stories of interesting people. So if you're on the fence or you have a loved one, bring her along. She'll have more fun than she thinks she will.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you're going to realize when you meet this guy, Weez, that you're kindred spirits because you guys both love the different kind of music. And you'll find that out this week when you come in. But I want to let people know they can follow you at Twitter at RealMickFoley. And on Facebook at facebook.com/RealMickFoley. I want to thank you so much for your time.
All right, and hey, listen, I gave you guys your headline. Foley resents decision to leave him off Raw.
Yeah, and you know what? Who knows what happens? We'll see what happens. I hope everything works out, and we can't wait to see you next weekend, sir.
All right, see you guys. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mick, very much. All right. We have to go to break right now. 222-1280, Star Trovity is the phone number. If you want a pair of tickets right now to the early show, 7:30 show Friday, be caller 12 at 222-1280, star 1280, and you'll have a pair of tickets to see Mick Foley at the Comedy Club in Webster. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Oh, by the way, why in the world did you put me in a match with Bully Ray?
Look, come on. You gotta trust me. Sometimes we gotta get the answer that we want. We gotta go all the way back to the beginning. 2 years ago this week, Abyss wrestled Bully Ray. Okay? You gotta do this alone. I was there for you in the Monsters Ball, but this you gotta do on your own. You're gonna wrestle him, and you're gonna win.
I wanna show Kurt Angle why he made a mistake by picking Gunnar as a partner. Maybe I did the same thing.
This is Cowboy James Storm with TNA Wrestling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280. And if you don't like that, sorry about your damn luck.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Man, Mick Foley, you know, sans the yawns, I guess everything's... No, he's cool. I mean, we do wake people up, you know, we're in the morning, you know. That's why we don't get real wrestlers on the show, or most of the time on the show, because none of them are kind enough to give us the time when they're sleeping. So, Mick Foley, thank you so much, sir. Now, congratulate Robin. He won the tickets. We got another pair to give away. So hold your horses and calling. We're going to give another pair away in just a minute. But I got to say something. You know, I wanted to mention this to Mick, and I didn't. But, you know, he did do a shout-out to Magnus on his Twitter this past week. And maybe that was a little bit, you know, I'm dissatisfied, and I'm going to say something about the competition. Do you think so?
Yeah, he talks about the competition when they have...
I mean, JB and he are friends. We're friends with JB. We all have the same kind of friendship. You know, it's like the weird world of... Kevin Bacon. Or the 5 degrees of Kevin Bacon. It's like everyone in the world of wrestling has a degree in there, you know. JB might be the guy who's the middle dude, you know? No?
JB's a 5 degrees guy.
No, okay. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with Danger Boy, Mark Fantasia, and DC Dan Cole. John Crespi's on the phone. Got some more tickets to give away in just a minute, but I want to thank you. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Check us out for the Royal Rumble January 26th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. There's no covered charge for WWE pay-per-view, so come join us. We'll be hosting it. We'll have some prizes to give away. There'll be drink specials all night long, and it'll be a lot of fun January 26th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. And check out Mick Foley this Friday and Saturday coming up at the Comedy Club. That's in Webster. It's on Empire Boulevard. It's you can go to comedyclub.us if you want to buy tickets. He's there Friday, 7:30 and 10, and Saturday, 7:30 and 10. And you know, he's gonna have he's gonna be full of Rochester about this time next week. You know, he'll been here for, you know, it'd be interesting if he hangs out with the Weeze this week, if that all works out okay. I hope it does. But what do you guys think? That was a lot of fun, right?
Foley's always a lot of fun.
You know, I'm not always looking for, you know, breaking news, but you know what? When you're gonna softball it up like that, I'll take it, sir. It's obvious, you know, he is Santa Claus, and you know, when they don't use him, and he goes 2 days out of his way. It's so evident that, you know, his downfalls are, you know, become comedy gold. So, you know, I'm sure there's some great stuff that's going to happen at this show. But let's talk quick about some news we really haven't gotten to. This Saturday, WWE is returning to Buffalo. So if you're not going to go see Mick Foley and Webster, you can drive out to the First Niagara Center in Buffalo.
Yes.
And you can see the house show January 11th. It'll be I'm sure they'll announce a return date after that. You can check it out. But now you guys know Batista's coming back. We talked about it last week. Now a lot of people are saying, is he coming back for like 3 months like Rob Van Dam and disappearing, or is he going to come back? Apparently he signed a 2-year deal. He wants to have one last run in WWE, which means he wants to make some money.
Providing he doesn't injure himself.
Yeah. A lot of people are joking around saying, you know, the first Batista bomb injury will happen on January 20th.
What did you call him last night?
Botchtista?
Botchtista. So he's going to be back for a while. It's not just a show up and disappear type of thing. Mae Young, we had some news that she was hospitalized last week, and now she's under hospice care at home, which is kind of sad, but she 90? She's got to be close to it. She's home right now. Her condition is stable, and WWE wanted to bring her in for the old school Raw this Monday, but that's how they found out she was in the hospital. So our best goes out to Mae Young. Ultimate Warrior is now expected to have some kind of role at WrestleMania 30. And, of course, when you say some kind of role, it means a Hall of Fame induction.
I don't know, he can wrestle Hogan.
Hogan's not going to be cleared to wrestle. WWE is very scared that Hogan's not going to be cleared to wrestle.
He's only had like back surgeries.
Yeah, remember he had that.
How could he?
He had that implanted thing in his back. Remember that?
Yeah.
So that's like, it was like a box, electronic box. It kind of botched his back. So, who knows? We'll see what happens. Danger Boy kind of threw out that he doesn't think Jeff Jarrett's done. He doesn't think AJ Styles is done.
I know AJ Styles isn't done.
You sure?
100%.
You 100%. Did you try to book him yourself?
Yes.
Okay, and obviously that.
And I talked to Dixie, and she's like, "You can't have him for that date."
Dixieland. Well, actually, it's Bill Behrens who's been booking everybody. Well, you know what? We got to take another break real quick. Right now, caller 12, we have two tickets to the Friday 10 p.m. show. We have calls and now people. Well, sorry, folks who are online, call back later. But we got two tickets to the Friday 10 p.m. show. Mick Foley at the Comedy Club. It's on Empire Boulevard. Right next to Daisy Dukes, where the mid-card's playing tonight. And if you go out to the mid-card, you can buy your tickets for Mick Foley. I think maybe we'll bring some extra money and do that tonight, too. But caller 12, 222-1280, star 1280. You can't have won anything, or you are in your family in the last 30 days, which there's only one person who's won the last 30 days, and it was the guy in the last break. So you can't win again, but keep trying over. 222-1280, star 1280, caller 12. And we're going to the break. You're listening to Pink Link on Sports 1280 WHTK. All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Mark Fantasia, and you. And let you know that we're going to be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door January 26th for the Royal Rumble. And that will be, we'll have prizes, drink specials all night long, 149 East Ridge Road. I appreciate everybody that comes out to these because, man, our crowd has been big the last few, and I'm really excited. It's a lot of fun. Even the septuagenarian ladies who sit next to us.
Piper! Randy! Shane!
They love Randy Orton. And,
can't wait till they go,
Sheamus! Yeah, Sheamus will be back, and they're going to be yelling for Shane. They love all the good guys, and we ride,
Santino.
And they give us grief, and we give them grief, and it's all in love, for the love of wrestling. Yeah, man, kind of creepy sounding. Nevertheless, come and join us for the Royal Rumble January 26th. We will have a good time, I promise. You will have some stuff to give away.
And bring money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Spend some money because you're not paying the pay-per-view. You might as well buy something to eat while you're there.
And it's great food.
That's not only pizza. It's not only wings. There's like a full menu there.
And
you know?
A full bar.
I was thinking so we could gamble on the Rumble.
I don't want folks to know we do that on the side. So
only when
we're
in
gambling.
Vegas.
We're gambling hugs.
I did the air quotes. Yeah, yeah.
I bet you two artiste hugs.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh, he's going to just.
Those are the bestest hugs you can get.
He's just going to love to hear that. I hope you're out there, Rob, listening. And by the way,
hot tub of love.
He'll be doing the Amherst game tonight here on the station if he has a voice. Hopefully he does. But want to congratulate John from Rochester. He won the tickets. So now, if you want to go see Mick Foley, you're going to have to buy the tickets. Or maybe you listen to Wheeze on Friday when Mick's up there. They might give away a couple pairs. But you got to check it out. I mean, how often do you get WWE Hall of Famer in your town? And the best thing is, and I didn't get a chance to mention him to it, but he hangs out after the show. So if you he will talk to you. He'll possibly have things to autograph. Maybe he talks. I saw him in a line of people after Syracuse, and it must have went an hour or two after the show. And it's like I just couldn't hang around any longer. I mean, not that I want anything autographed or anything, because I'm not really an autograph hound. But but it was nice to see that he does that after his show. So you can meet Mick Foley, a WWE Hall of Famer, who's kind of disgruntled about not being used as Santa Claus this year on Raw, but which was breaking news in that last segment. But
resentful Mick.
Yeah, he was. It will inspire his comedy. So, and we will all be the better for it.
Hit some really great Vince stories now.
So we got some news this past week that Eddie Edwards and Davey Richards, who wrestle as the American Pit Bulls, is that what it is? In Ring of Honor, they had a tryout with WWE, and they had actually put them on a couple of their shows, and Triple H went down to watch them, and he didn't like them and didn't sign them to a deal. So they're kind of out of luck because they left Ring of Honor, too. Ring of Honor kind of said, see ya if you're going to go do this. And, they book a lot of independents, and I've seen Eddie Edwards in town here before for 2CW, so Eddie Edwards is a great wrestler. These guys, I think they'll land on their feet, but they're not being
signed. Oh, it's said that TNA has interest, too, and Triple H just didn't want to sign them because he figured they were the typical independent wrestling guy who wasn't huge, wasn't bulky, and that they have a ton of those guys already, under contract, and they don't need any more. So he decided not to sign them.
Yeah, and so now we know who to blame, I guess, right? Triple H, because I guess there was a botched spot in their last match, and he just maybe that kind of influenced his not signing. But you ought to check them out, folks.
But Botchtista is going to be back in January.
But Botchtista also is like 6'5". He's like 6'5". He's gigantic, or he's huge. And
he's going to be in a major motion picture.
Yes, he's going to be part of the Guardians of the Galaxy, as well as he was in the Vin Diesel Riddick movie this past year. And he was in the guy. We haven't figured out that movie with Iron Fist or whatever.
Yeah, the man with the Iron Fist.
Yeah, we were talking
with the RZA.
That's who it was. RZA. RZA was the guy. The lead.
Yes, from Wu-Tang.
I thought it was DMX. I was wrong. I mean, it was letters. So, that was actually a pretty cool movie. The guy sticks his hands into he has his hands cut off and he sticks them in, and they rebuild them as mechanical hands.
Yeah.
Pretty wild movie, but he was pretty good in that. He was like one of the major bad guys. He turned to metal too. It was pretty cool, but. Yeah, why are we talking about Batista? We got to stop talking about Botchtista. Let's talk about Kelly Kelly coming to the Niagara Falls Comic Con.
If that is her real name.
Barbie Blanks. That's her real name.
Yeah, I'd stick with Kelly Kelly.
Yeah. That's the thing. You know what's funny is back when she was on, when we all did MySpace, if I could tell what her real name was, she would friend me. And it's like Barbie Blanks. And says, I didn't even think that was her real name anyways, because who names her kid Barbie? You know, I shouldn't say that. I apologize to Barbies out there. Okay? Not only do I spoil the end of Breaking Bad, but then I just insult Barbies. I apologize. But nevertheless, Kelly Kelly's going to be at the Niagara Falls Comic Con. Now that makes her, Ric Flair, Demolition, Brian Blair, and Jim Brunzel, the Killer Bees, are going to be there. And
I hope someone humbles Brian Blair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe we can get to Iron Sheik and they could, like, shake hands or something. But that's all coming June 6th to 8th
Jason
next
Priestley.
Year. Now, if I plug him like I did last year, I'll get free tickets. So we're definitely going to hope that works out.
There's a ton of people coming to that.
Yeah, there is. I cannot wait. We're running out of time. We are running out of time here. Is there any other big news? WWE is going to make this big announcement. I don't know if it's this week or next week about the network.
It's the 8th.
The 8th. So look for big news coming out of them on the 8th. It might change the whole way their pay-per-views are done forever. Because they want to make this. The network's going to be more like a streaming network, too, I hear.
It's going to be almost like a Netflix type.
Yeah. So
service.
We'll see what happens. We'll see, but or actually Amazon too. They stream shows too.
Yep.
I'm not sure which ones. Was it Orange Is the New Black? Is that the show that was on Amazon or is that on Netflix?
That was on Netflix.
Okay. They may be doing it that way. There's going to be a big announcement this week, and when you hear about it, it'll shock you. And I'm sure it'll be.
And we get dubstep promos.
Bom, bom. So that's pretty much the news this week. So come on out. Let me quickly plug Mick Foley. He's going to be at the Comedy Club. This Friday night and this Saturday night, that's the 10th and 11th of January. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. And he will be on the Brother Weeze show this week coming up. Listen to Weeze for that. And if you want tickets, go to thecomedyclub.us. You can buy them online there. I'm sure you can buy them tonight if you come out and see the mid-card with us at Daisy Duke's, which is right in the same building as a Comedy Club. So... I think I'm going to bring some extra money and buy my tickets tonight because I don't want to sell out on me. But I want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for making it.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. I didn't say Happy New Year to all you guys. Happy New Year, everybody.
It was implied. It's okay.
It was implied. And thank you for listeners. And we'll see you next week on the Pain Clinic. You can check us out online at fieldofpain.net or thepainclinic.net. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter. And I really didn't even look much at the people who might have been sending us messages. I apologize for that because Mick is so enthralling and a lot of fun. And hopefully they'll announce soon they're coming back to Rochester. We think that might be happening soon. So look for a WWE stop because it's about time they came back to Rochester. We get a live show sometime coming up. So you're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280. We'll see you next week, folks.